Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, and today we're talking about the show that has to deal with nursing homes. We actually, got a little bit of, nursing homes, and hold on one second. Give me one second here. Yes, we're talking about nursing homes and how we're going to convert the nursing homes into accessible housing. Sorry, I'm just a little bit trying to get the studio up. So, sorry about that. Anyhow, we, like I said, are talking about how these nursing homes today are going to be converted into these accessible housing. What we intend to do is get, Congress individuals to help, us out to actually change these over to accessible housing units. But a lot of the times when we get our Congress people involved, it doesn't quite, get done. So I know that Frank has something in store when he comes on. So in the meantime, I'm just going to talk about the nursing homes in general. I had a lot of family member pass on from being, in the nursing homes. One recently was my mother, hoping that I will not have to, God forbid, bury my aunt before I get to her with, the policy that we have. This is what's bothering me lately. So in the meantime, I see Anthony on the line, and until the executive director comes on, he wanted to explain, that's Frank Perino, he wanted to explain what the nursing homes were, what we're trying to do and stuff like that. So, Anthony? Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good, good. So what do you think about changing the nursing homes into fully accessible housing? And basically that's what I'm going to be asking you this evening.
I think it would be a great idea, and I think a lot of people would be happy to, be able to enjoy their homes and be able to do the things that they once enjoyed doing. I mean, watching TV, being with family, going out, to eat or for walks or whatever they normally did. But I think, the major problem and the major stumbling stone is going to be, trying to get these managed care programs to give more hours, because the way they discourage people by saying that now with the newest cases they get of home care, they tell you, well, you can only get about 3 hours a day, and that's very discouraging to a lot of people, because we all know that you can't accomplish much in 3 hours a day, and a lot of people that are in nursing homes are bedbound to begin with, so they couldn't get out of bed
to
get themselves
some.
That's
how
they get bedbound.
That's how they get bedbound, is because they start off the patient with being in a wheelchair, okay, because they're afraid of somebody falling. That's one thing. Then the other thing is they start, aside from starting people in a wheelchair, putting them in a wheelchair and keeping them from falling, that's what they say at least, the person loses their ability to walk because they're sitting down in a wheelchair for so long. So vicious cycle.
And they only give you exercise once or twice a week. And as I mentioned once before on the show, these insurance companies have no consideration of the issue of how accessible your apartment is. For example, if your kitchen wasn't wide enough for you to be able to, get your wheelchair in and out of the kitchen to get something from the refrigerator, then how would you survive? Only giving someone
That's
3 hours a day, a lot of people would feel like giving up and get discouraged and say that they can't beat the system and they're not going to win. you know, so they would just basically, you know, try and prolong it to keep these people in a nursing home because, let's face it, you know, the people who work there don't care if you get out or you don't, you know what I mean? And if you don't fight for yourself, then, you know, you're going to be stuck in there until you die because they, you know, are trained just
to
tell you that this is your home. Yeah. And, you know, this is where you have to live. I mean, look at what they did to you, and, you know, they didn't want to let you out, and you know,
that's true.
Wanted to make sure everything was accessible.
They wanted to send
me
off to the crazy house, because I protested about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do, because they try to get you settled into, you know, living in a facility, and if you don't comply, then, you know,
they
want you to be on medications, and, you know, to put you in a state facility and all that. I mean, they you know, got you out of there because they had no choice because, know, your family made sure that you had that ramp, but they weren't going to do anything, you know, to get you out. They didn't care. They would have kept you there, and it, you know, wouldn't have really mattered to them, and what was going to be with your life was going to be. And, you know,
that's
what happens with a lot of people.
That's my regular family, believe it or not. That's my regular family. That's not. Thank God my husband is, you know, really trying to keep me out. Yeah, that's the good part. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the other problem, too, is that, you know, a lot of times some people refuse AIDS because they, you know, feel like they don't want it, they don't want all those hours, they don't like somebody sitting in their house and things like that, and that's a big mistake. You know, if you do that, then it makes it easier for them to put you in a facility because they're going to say that you need the help and you're not complying, and, you know, then once you get in there, they won't let you out again because they're going to say that he or she is not going to comply with it, you know, once they get out, and it's a big process, so, you know, you just leave them there, but you get a lot better care with home care because it's one-on-one, you know, one person.
To one person.
That's it. Yeah, and, you know, when the aide doesn't show up, you get a replacement, and, you know, you don't have to worry about anything, and it's not a big deal, because, I mean, let's face it, the nursing homes will do what they do to people because they want money, and that's all it's about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have no...
Frank is there,
they have,
sorry.
Okay, no problem. Take care.
No, you could end what you were saying, and then we'll move on to Frank. I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, yeah, they have no compassion for the people who live there, no, you know, consideration for their feelings or even for what's best if they're understaffed.
Right.
And, you know, the person
I think we've been
figuring
this out. We've been figuring this out. If we get rid of the nursing homes, they won't have nursing homes to put people in, basically.
Yeah.
Which is the way to do it.
Yeah, and then they would have to give more
lobby.
They would have to give more money to home care and more hours, and there wouldn't be all this lobbying BS and, you know, begging the governor and writing petitions and all that because, you know, you can't leave all these people abandoned and neglected without care. The government will be taken to court and it'll all be over in 2 days, and we all know that, but, you know, that they don't mind it this way. Because,
they don't,
you know,
really.
they don't really care what happens, and they don't have to be bothered.
Right. And let me move on to Frank, and I thank you for helping out in the beginning
of
the show.
You're welcome, Suzanne.
All
take
right.
care. Have a good night.
Take care. Good all night.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Frank, our co-host for the evening, who's going to be telling us a little bit more about converting nursing homes into fully accessible housing and using the money that was from, you know, the nursing homes, which is $169 billion dollars, whatever is left.
196.
96, yeah, billion.
Billion.
Yeah, billion.
Yeah, that was the last figure that
we
came across.
Mm-hmm.
Money being wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And attached to that waste is a lot of abuse
Yeah.
And people being neglected and people being without a choice of what kind of medical care they're going to get. You know, there's only one kind in a nursing home.
That's true.
So
traditional medicine.
Yeah. The money that's available, that taxpayers put up and that the government gives to the disabled, is very much misused. And this is why we propose to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And I want to talk a little bit about how that could happen. And I think the first thing that needs to happen is that the President of the United States needs to decree. Can you please stop that breathing in the phone like that?
Oh, I didn't realize it. Sorry, my breathing is not feeling.
The president needs to decree a mandate to get the agency to start developing a fund to keep people in their own home.
I agree with that.
And then let that be on an ongoing basis so that some funding will be developed, and do it through a mandate. You know, you must raise money for this. That breathing is horrible. You got to stop that.
I'm not doing anything now.
It's a horrible noise. You're going...
Sorry.
All right, now it's stopped.
Yeah, because I'm talking.
Yeah. You got to find a way to curb that. That's a horrible noise.
I have to get one of those microphone covers, the screen.
And so the politicians need to take seriously this problem of nursing homes where people are abused. They take your money, they take your pension, they take your home, and they leave you in conditions that are very, very disgusting and dangerous. You know, we all have seen that with this last pandemic. So, and one of the biggest things that we would like to bring about is a telethon, either once or twice a year, a telethon to raise money to keep people in their own home. Now the government should put up half of whatever the agencies raise, and you've got to reroute the money that's being wasted, because people's lives are being wasted.
Dependent, yeah.
Attached to that money.
Yep.
So the agency's being mandated to raise money. The telethon and the money that would be freed up to go for other things. And lately, we've been advocating to have part of that money go to keep children safe in the schools.
Yes.
With our idea about utilizing protection dogs and the metal detectors and all that. So these are the three ways, and then there's a fourth way, too, the idea of Volunteers for Freedom.
Yes.
certified home health aides who would donate their time to make up for the hours that the state won't put in, and we'll reward them by paying one of their bills, insurance, car insurance, mortgage, what have you. So there's another way that people could get help, because one of the most important things you got to do is make sure that people are safe in their own home. So the four-point plan that we have, and we should really write it up.
Yeah.
Four-point plan, and of course, the government putting up half the money to keep people out of nursing homes and to convert these nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, I believe once you get this thing going, you could get donations for that to help bring the nursing homes or turn them into accessible housing.
I believe
once the word gets out.
Yep.
I mean, because look what we're doing. We're providing housing for people, and we're also providing better health for them.
Definitely.
I mean, how many people in a nursing home are healthy?
They'd be lucky if they are. Very lucky.
I don't think there's anybody in a nursing home who's healthy.
I don't either, but because they make them that way. They give them strong medicine to calm them down. They give them, you know, I mean, I know the person who was next to me was in her hundreds, and one of my roommates, and she knew when they gave her that medicine, and she said that she didn't like it. She didn't want it. It's the, one of them's called Haldol. And she was a nice, sweet, kind old woman, minding her own business, but they wanted her to sleep, you know. I find remarkable. I find that to be a little crazy, honest.
They wanted to control her.
Yeah, she said
so
that.
They wouldn't have more work to do.
That's it.
And then they'll turn around and say, well, we don't have enough people. Well, they won't let the home health aides in.
Nope.
Which would give them enough people. Everything is heading toward one end.
That's true.
The end of the destruction of the person.
It is. It's sad.
So
very, very sad.
When we say that nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing, we have definite ideas how the money could be raised.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, while the work is being done, the social service department should house people, the residents, in motels and hotels and so on and so forth. And the government should make sure that they have the help that they need. And, of course, then the agencies start raising the money and the Volunteers for Freedom. It's all going to take time to come about. And in the meantime, the government, who would be saving money, because it wouldn't cost but a fraction to keep a person in a hotel, and it does in a nursing home. In the meantime, the government should be doing everything possible to make sure that person is safe and they have everything they need.
Sure.
So that's the way we see the whole thing working. Of course, there's probably other facets in there that need to be ironed out. But the you know, we don't have, as yet, we don't have a politician who has endorsed this idea.
We should go for that. You know?
That's going to be the hardest thing to get.
Yeah, I know, but we should see where they stand.
A lot of these nursing home owners donate money to the campaign of these politicians. But you got to find one who's very unconventional.
Definitely. That's something that's going to be the most difficult.
All right. Inner Sight, BigEastTequilaRescue.org. June 5th is the Whisker Walk.
Yes.
And you can join them online.
Mm-hmm.
June 5th. Let's see. That's what, a Sunday? It's Sunday.
I believe so. Yeah, Sunday this week.
It's coming Sunday.
It's coming, yeah.
June 5th.
Yes.
Whisker Walk. Help raise money to save the Akita. And there's some of the animals right there that could guard the schools.
Of course they can.
Not to mention all the dogs in shelters that could be trained to identify firearms on people. So we have plenty of resources for that. Plenty of animals. All right, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon .net, I believe it is.
Yep.
The email.
We have
email.
Some people who want to, you know, come on. So when you're done with that, we'll get the board.
All right. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. So we thank Mr. Kennedy for his help. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We got to thank Silo for their support and for pledging support for our news conference.
That's great.
On the nursing homes and on the idea how it can work, and on stories. We're going to have stories at the news conference of people.
We should. Yeah.
Sharing their experiences with nursing homes and people who don't want to go to nursing homes.
Yeah, like me.
So we'll keep you posted on that. We have a tentative date of September 17th, but we may change that. We might be better off with a weekday with the media.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we urge everyone to, we get that petition up there on the nursing home, to sign our petition.
Yes.
Working on a revised petition.
Yeah, we have to revise
sign
one
the
tomorrow.
Petition. And we're going to be promoting that petition once we get it up there.
Yes, we are.
I want to thank civil rights lawyer James Bahamundi for all his help.
Yes.
516-783-9662. And if you need dog food, cat food, free of charge, Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's the organization. 631-484-3085. And when they're able to do it, they have medical services, too.
Yes.
Again, 631-484-3085. Give them a call. Ask for Gary.
Hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, this is our nursing home program, Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And our solution, turn the nursing home into accessible housing. Who we got on the line? Anybody?
Okay, we got
want to talk?
One person I don't recognize. Then we have, let's see, Anthony, I just spoke with before you came in. We've got you, and we've got another one that I think it might be Carolyn's number. I'm not sure.
All right, well, let's take a phone call.
Okay. Here we
Inner
go.
Sight Live. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello? All right. I don't know if the person wants to
talk.
They want
to listen. Yeah, they just want to listen.
They want to listen. Okay, yeah. So we have...
We have, let's see.
Another call?
Yeah, we have another call, and that I think might be Carolyn. I'm not sure. Let's find out.
Oh, well, we'll find
Good
out
evening.
Who it is. Hello, Inner Sight. Hello, caller, are you there?
I don't know what's going
All
on
right.
with this. All right, here
Seems
we go.
Seems as if, I don't know if it's, if the calls are not coming through or people just want to listen, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
let me
can
see.
Call back, hang up and call back in. That may help.
Yeah, that might help. I could test that right away with Anthony and yourself. You're talking, so it's not a problem with, you know, technology.
No,
maybe they just want to listen.
Sometimes people just like to listen.
Exactly.
You know. So we've been sending out tweets on the nursing home.
Yes.
And we've gotten some response, not enough, but
yes,
some.
Yes, we have.
And, you know, we are very concerned because many, many disabled people, the people that I know from years ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, 35 years ago,
wow,
are now, many of them are now eligible to go into a nursing home.
That's right.
So how do you protect yourself? All right.
Sign up.
There's only one way. There's only one way you can protect yourself from going into a nursing home. And that's to have the money
that's
to
right.
stay in your own home.
It gives you a better chance, I think, than
and that
not
is,
having the money.
That includes the money for an attorney.
Yep.
But we're talking about a lot of money here.
Yes, we are.
Because if you're going to go to court and the state's going to drag you into court because you meet the criteria of going into a nursing home, you have to prove to the judge that you have the help that you need in your own home to stay out of the nursing home. And even if you have that help, the judge can still decide against you.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the judge a lot of times. So that's why we propose and why we say the only real solution is to not have the nursing home there.
That's right.
Then a person cannot go to them. And that's what the goal is of Inner Sight regarding these places. For many, many years, disabled people have demonstrated. Some have gone to jail.
Yeah.
Some have wound up in the nursing homes.
And some have actually demised while waiting to get out of a nursing home.
Oh, many, yeah.
Many, yeah.
Remember one guy called me, my friend Marty.
Yeah.
Who called me several years ago now
mm-hmm.
from a nursing home.
Wow.
You know, and he says, I got to get out of here. You know, I got to get out of here. They're killing me in here, you know. Well, he finally passed away.
That's right.
You know. I mean, it happens every day of the week.
It does. It very much does.
What?
I said it very much does so, because you see what's happening in the nursing homes when you're in a nursing home. Like I went, it was as if I went for a trial period. You know, that's how I feel anyway. And I've jokingly said that I'm going to put on my own body a tattoo saying, don't put this woman in a nursing home, you'll hear hell, or something like that. But I mean it. I really do, because I felt that was my only weapon, is to put a tattoo on my body to say I didn't want a nursing home. You know, and that's kind of sad that you feel that way. You want nursing homes to just go away, but you know that these owners have the capability of making these, you know, accessible homes, so they won't lose business, you know, to a disease process and stuff like that. So they have a way of staying in business that's more than what other people get, and that's how I feel about it.
Well, you know, they can still make money on accessible housing.
Yes,
I don't think they're
going
to make it much.
I don't know.
You know, but the
not
point
as much
is,
hand over fist. But they really need to, you know, take that into consideration in comparing to, you know, other types of businesses. This is almost, you know, not a nursing home. You're giving people freedom to move about, freedom to do anything, you know, they please. And that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, but the point is, these nursing home owners are living off of people's money.
Misery.
People's
misery.
Assets.
That's right.
Yeah. And people being neglected, you know.
That's true, so they die.
So that to me, should be against the law.
I agree with you.
You know? And a person should be allowed to be in their own home, and if money is there, and we know it is, to support a nursing home situation, then the money should be there to support a person in their own home.
That's correct.
And eventually, we hope to you know, to phase the government out, so they have nothing to do with it.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
That would be even better.
Yeah. But see, here's the other thing. How do you get the person's Social Security, just not Social Security anymore? Then that means they would have to be, if everything was completely phased out, then the agency that's taking care, each agency is different. You know, I have a mixture of, ailments. That would be interesting to see how they would deal with that. And then just give them money straight from the agencies as opposed to Social Security itself. You know?
Yeah, of course. You've got to get the right kind of people to help.
Yeah.
You know, you have people come in to the home, or sometimes you have people who can go out to the the site, you know, for the physical therapy or acupuncture, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And get help that way.
Yeah, they got choices. Now they don't have choices.
Well, there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, there is.
You know.
I believe strongly with that, because not many people are, you know, doing, you know, things to help the disabled as we are in terms of nursing homes. You know,
the agencies that have the money aren't doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
They'd rather declare you mentally ill, or, I mean, I never forget that day when I was, you know, yelling at people who were yelling at me. I just responded really probably poorly. But they then called, you know, they wanted to call an ambulance and then send me out of the nursing home into a psych ward. And it wasn't that I wanted to be in a psych ward. It was just that I was saying this. I said, if anybody just died right over here in this location right in front of you all, would you care? Would you even care to say, are you okay? And then they construed that as as wanting to
kill yourself. Oh, yeah, you
got to
be careful what you say in these places.
Oh, yeah, I had no clue. I had no
clue
at that
thing.
Time.
No,
yeah, you have to be very
careful. Say the wrong thing.
They
can twist it around and say this person is crazy or suicidal.
That's right. No. And I wasn't either.
I mean,
but I was
if
so
a person
pissed
is,
off more than anything that they were going to.
If a person is violent, that's a different story.
No, I wasn't violent.
You can't have that person in the company of other people if they're violent.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So that's another reason why.
No, but they realized that I didn't mean that after a while when I called my husband to come and get me, because I felt trapped. I felt as if that they were purposely doing that and keeping me in the nursing home because they wanted my insurance money. And then when that died, then they, I don't know if they would have kicked me out. You know,
that's
so
another.
If a person
is violent, you can't have them near other people. That's another reason why these nursing homes are dangerous, because you don't know the people that they put you in with.
Yeah, they have some.
It's not like you're in your own home and
jail. Yeah.
It's not like you're in your own home.
Yeah.
And you know who's coming in, or if you don't want somebody there, you throw them out or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
You don't know who these people are that they're giving you as roommates and all that.
That's right. They had I remember in Mary's old nursing home, when she was, you know, in that other nursing home that before we got her out of Silver Crest. Anyway, but that wasn't the nursing home that she was in prior to. I don't remember the name of that one, but the one that she was in last did, you know, what they said they were going to do, get her out, because we pressed them. But the one that she was in, they had a prison inmate in the next room. And she was in one room, and that inmate was in the next room while Maureen was visiting her on a regular basis, you know, when she was able to. That is a problem. How do you know that with the physical therapy that this person receives, because they were that particular person and Mary were in the rehab area, I believe. And then how do you know this person's going to not get up out of the bed and be very violent?
Oh, it's happened many a time. It happens every day.
Yeah.
They sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
Yeah. And you ask, why do they miss
nursing
the
homes are very dangerous in that way.
Yes, they are.
You know, you have to be in there with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
You're vulnerable, very vulnerable.
The staff, first of all, there's not enough people to watch over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And many a times, they'll look the other way.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Because they don't want to get involved in writing reports and all that.
I know when my mother fell, you know, she didn't really fall. She was dropped. She was supposed to have a two-person assist, which means two people assist her. Well, long story short, she didn't have that.
The whole idea of nursing homes goes against the American way of life.
That's true.
When you
That's
think about
true.
It. You know? it's like going into a place where you're now dealing with a dictator.
Yeah.
You know, they take your money, they neglect you, they let you stay there. Many people can't even get out of bed. You can't
That's
go
true.
Outside and get fresh air and sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is against the American way of life and freedom.
Definitely.
When you take away somebody's money, you're taking away their freedom in this country. And that should be against the law.
Yes, it should be. Think about it. Now, I just got to go back to they're getting $196 billion from the government. What is the need to actually go after an individual person's money? This just blows my mind. You know, and I was in the middle of it. I mean, I still can't get over
They're greedy. They calculate the cost, you know, and they always make it higher.
Yeah. But it doesn't make sense. I mean, that cost is probably nowhere near the amount. Why are they taking the person's little pittance of money to, you know, take, you know, control over that little aspect that they have free will over? That's really, really, because they don't want them out of there, is my way of feeling. They don't want them to get out of there. They want them to go out in a pine box.
It's all about greed.
No, it is.
You know, they determine that this person doesn't need this money because we give them everything they need.
Yeah.
That's the reasoning
Yeah.
behind that.
Yep.
When in fact, you know, they're not getting everything they need.
No.
Because what they need is their own home.
And they don't want to put forth that they need their own home as opposed to, you know, having, you know, accessible, you know, just not accessible, I'm sorry, being in a nursing home. They don't want to admit that. They don't want people to realize that. You know, it's better that they stay in their own home.
Well, they don't want people to have the freedom.
Yeah.
New York, 8:42, nursing home show Wednesday night. Tomorrow night's title to be announced. Friday is the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
Monday is open mic here. Monday is Man of Glad night.
Yep, and Tuesday's
and
open
Tuesday,
mic.
Tuesday is open mic.
Right.
And is anybody on the line?
We still have the same people listening, so I'm content.
Oh, okay. By the way, when you dial into the show and you want to listen, you just stay on the line. If you want to talk, you
press one. Yep.
And you'll be in the queue.
Yeah, there's two people. I don't recognize the numbers. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned
right.
that.
So what we need, and by the way, I want to thank Suffolk Independent Living Organization, which is our independent living place out here, for endorsing our idea.
Yeah.
Now, every agency should do that. See? That's what we need.
Yeah.
We could get this thing started.
I don't consider us an agency. I consider us an organization. Because we are an organization trying to really help.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
I just try to
help. One name
people.
Is the same.
Yeah, true.
I mean, we are registered with
the
state and all that.
Yeah, we're an organization and a company, you know, that helps run, you know, the organization.
So anyone who has a loved one in a nursing home, if you'd like to speak out at our news conference, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, definitely.
Coming up, we have a tentative date coming up in September.
Yes.
You know,
anyone
who's had...
go ahead.
Anyone who's had experience with nursing home, with their loved ones and people, you know, we also need to hear from people who live with the fear that they're going to go into
a
nursing home.
Yeah. It's true. I was just about to say that.
So we want people to, you know, participate and get all the support we can.
We have Louie. Wow,
Inner Sight.
Popped in.
213-816-1650, the phone number here.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to serve the public.
Mm-hmm.
See? The money that's going to these nursing homes can be used for many, many other good things.
Yes, it can.
You know, we've mentioned protecting the children in the schools. A lot of that money could be used for that. Some of it could be used for the infrastructure of the country, the bridges and all
that.
That's
true. Yeah.
Some of it can be used to make the streets safer.
Yes.
There's all kinds of things.
How
if we didn't have nursing homes...
Yeah.
If we didn't have nursing homes, look at all the money that would be available to do other things. And people would be in their own home.
That's right.
And a lot safer.
You know what I was thinking of just now? I was thinking that if you do put people in their own home, you could make it like a voucher program, you know, through Section 8. And they could get all the help they need to even pay for the payment, as well as, get, you know, going through Section 8 and Habitat for Humanity and getting the home in their name. And it wouldn't matter. The benefits need to be adjusted. So who cares? We get the benefits adjusted that they still keep their benefits if they're in a home. See, that's the things that we have to, we have a little job to do to service the, you know, the community. You know, that's very important.
Well, once the agencies start raising money and you bring in the telethon and you mandate and you bring in the Volunteers for Freedom, you know, Section 8 would help.
Mm-hmm.
And the government under Section 8 would have to put in less money than they're putting in now. Because you'd have these other sources of money.
Yep.
So that would work for everyone.
Sure would. We have love drops. I'd like to get Louie in for a bit.
Louie's on tonight? Oh.
Yeah. All right, here he comes.
All right. Take a call from Louie.
Yeah.
In a sight
hey,
line.
Louie.
Who's this?
Who's this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody walked in off the street. I don't know who it is.
That's right. But she's got some common ideas.
Who's this on the Inner Sight telephony here?
You
That's
know
it.
Who it is. You know who it is,
Frank and Suzanne on the line.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it.
What's the subject tonight, guys?
Nursing
any
home
subject?
Is Wednesdays. Yeah, it's our nursing home show. And I want to know, Louie, get rid of them. That's what we were just going to say. Do you have anybody in your family who lives in a nursing home, like an elderly person?
Zero. I need a rocking chair. That's what I need, Frank Perino.
No,
a little rocking chair.
He wants a rocking
chair. A rocking
chair
is all right, as long as you're not in a nursing home.
That's it. Can't use it in a nursing home. It'll fall apart on you. The nursing home, that is.
Nursing home when you do rock. When you do rock my baby on a treetop, when the wind blows, the cradle rock on a rocking chair.
There you go.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou,
I got a
question.
I need a cane. Hey, Frank, I have to borrow your cane one of these days.
All right. I got a question for you, Louie.
Okay, run it, Frank Perino. This is Jerry Lewis talking. Let me hear it.
Do you want to go to a nursing home?
For what? I'm Jerry Lewis. I don't need to go in a rocking chair. I can go in a nursing home with Jerry Lewis and Jerry Lewis. What's the matter with me?
That's right.
He showed you. You're putting him
we
in
won't
a
let you go
home.
Into a nursing home.
Never.
None of we have anything
Not
to say
Louis.
About it.
Now, hey, Frank,
Not
I'm in the
Louis.
Wrong bathroom.
Oh, no.
You're
again.
In the wrong bathroom.
Yeah. I'm in the wrong bathroom.
Well, you better get
again?
Out of there and get in the right place.
You better run out. Well, they called the police.
No. I'm talking to Pat Cooper and Roseanne and Dana. They're in that bathroom.
There you go. That's for what night, though?
They are calling my Friday night. You know what?
There you go.
I'm gonna get Rosanna on the phone here, and I'll get Jerry Lewis and Dee Martin or Bob Hope or Jack Benny. I'm gonna talk to those guys. I'm live in the bathroom. I'm a swab.
Right. With the swab.
All right, that's Friday night.
That's Friday night for you. Rundown.
We'll have to talk about different jokes in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, my name is Buffy. Don't forget Buffy Casava says, give my regards to you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, listen, call Buffy. Call Buffy and see if she'll come on Friday.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, she's got to watch out. I'm on a funny bone problem.
All right.
And Frank, by the way, I go girl flirting.
Well, you
yeah,
do.
I know that.
He hunts.
Girl flirting with Connie and Chrissy.
You run after them or do they run after you? Which is it?
They run. I have to hide in the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
All right. They're trying to get in your room, huh?
Yeah, they're trying to get in your room. Hopefully it's not in your pants. That'd be bad.
My pants?
There you go. He caught that.
Now, Kai Chris is not going in my pants. No.
There you go.
I got ants in my pants.
Uh-oh.
Ants in your pants. You better get some of that spray.
Yeah, off you to get off you.
Yeah.
Or
hey, Frank, no tingle berries in my pants. No.
You're clean.
All right.
What?
Give us a little.
You're
give
a
us a promo for Friday, God, before you go,
yeah,
before you get
exactly.
off the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Lawrence and my buddy. Hello, my name is Bob Hope over here. And my name is the Crazy Dean Martin.
Okay.
And I tell him, he's going to be on a fault on Friday. And don't forget, I got to talk to those guys. Make sure we're in the right bathroom talking with the swab and the tickle, too.
Tickle.
I don't
know if
he has
with
the
swab,
though. Yeah.
We'll
have
to find out more Friday night.
I'm too shy to sing on Friday night.
Yeah, you got to practice a really nice one, especially bring the drum with you also. That'd be good.
Yeah, okay. What's your time check?
Time check?
55.
I got 6 minutes. Yep.
Okay. Hey, I happy I gave you to call you up to see how long, I'm going to say hello to my buddy, Suzanne and Frank and Jerry Lawrence on the telephone here. Make sure you turn Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday Night Frolics. I'm going to have a good time with those two, and I'm going to call and talk to Buffy Casalva, and she's going to be on. I'll try to get her on the phone. All right?
Oh, that's great.
All right. And how would Casalva be here, too?
Yeah.
No, no, Howard Cosell. No.
You didn't want Howard.
I'll practice Howard Cosell, all right?
I'll be here with a football on my head.
There you go.
That's right.
I'll get
the tickle feather ready for Friday, okay? I love you guys. Have a great tickling Friday night.
Okay, that sounds good. And we love you too, Louie.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Okay. Good night, Suzanne. Love you.
All right. Good night, Lou. Love you, too. Take care.
All right. In a sight.
Yep.
And, just to recap, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Put people in their own home. Give them the help they need. Reduce the cost of all this. Free up monies for other things. Safety in the school should take priority.
That's true.
What Inner Sight is proposing. And the politicians need to sit down and figure out the best way to do this. That's what they need to do. Instead of arguing with each other all the time.
Yeah, right.
It's one of the worst things.
Yeah.
Especially now we're arguing about this stupid gun control stuff. And in the meantime, who knows who's planning what the next horror is that someone is planning.
Like the monkeypox. I swear, I mean, we just get rid of one disease.
Well, that's not guns, but talking about guns.
But still, right now we're on the mend from coronavirus, and now you're talking about an entirely different thing. You know, that really, you know, if that was placed. I always think the stuff
probably
is so
different condition,
now.
Who knows? Well, you know what, I come up with a theory. Get to know the monkeys, talk to the monkeys, be their friends, and you won't catch it.
There you go. It sounds
people
like
might
a plan
some
to
people
me.
Might think that's crazy, but I think it works.
I think it works when you speak, the monkey won't be as close to you, you know, as he wants or she wants to be, the monkey, that is.
All right, in a sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night, subject to be announced.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. 90
right.
Second.
It's your show. Go ahead. Goodbye, world.
Okay. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. And I'd like to just, you know, give you the Inner Sight number. That's 631-224-3090. And if you have any questions before or after the show, you can give that a call, a buzz, and we could help you out with that. Let me repeat it, 631-224-3090. Good night, everybody, and thank you for listening. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Take care.